720 WGN. Thanks for joining us. Missing Persons Day is happening Saturday in Cook County. It happens at the Cook County Medical Examiner's Office. And when you look into it, because at first you think, okay, yes, we need to draw attention to missing people. But there are about 97,000 active missing persons reports nationwide. And what the Cook County Chief's Medical Examiner does is she invites everyone who might have someone in their life that is missing to join them on Saturday. And you submit DNA and they can match that against people who have been identified as deceased in Cook County. And right now there are 35 deceased people who have never been identified. And the medical examiner said that number grows every year. In fact, since 2019, when they started Missing Persons Day, over 150 family members have attended the event, and one person was successfully identified as a result. But there's someone in the media that focuses on missing people every week, and that is Marnie Hughes. You know her as an anchor on News Nation. But Thursdays at noon, she focuses on missing people. Marnie, thanks for coming back to the show. It must be a long day for you, but I'm glad you're giving us a couple minutes of your time.
Oh, of course, anytime. I'm in the line to pick up my son, so in a second he's probably going to jump in the car and go, "What are you doing?"
I love that.
Cool. I'm out running errands, but making time for you and talking about this important stuff is always something that's on the top of my priority list. So thank you for having me on.
Are you wearing glasses on the set now?
I've started to, yeah. I'm wearing glasses on the set, and I was in the line at CVS this week and bought bifocals too. Apparently, I just can't see
because I get an email
about this age thing.
Yeah. Welcome to it. I get an email today, and it's from an AOL account, and it says Robert Surratt, and I'm thinking, okay, that's our morning superstar, Bob Surratt, and all it says is in the subject line, Marnie Hughes, and in the body of the email, it just says, "I'm really digging the glasses." And I'm thinking, who's he talking to? So he's loving it.
I have started to wear them. Yeah, I have a couple pairs, and I'm throwing my lighting people for a loop because some of them apparently aren't as glare proof, and we have uplights on our set. So I'm having to kind of figure out which ones work because I am actually wearing them to see and not just for a fashion statement. They really help my prompters. It looks like it's further and further away than it used to be.
Okay, sounds like you just got in the car. Did he?
Oh, yeah. This is my son, Max. I'm on the radio.
Hey, Maxim.
Oh.
Your mom's chatting with us. So, Marnie, you were on with us earlier in the week, and we just didn't have enough time to talk about this issue of missing people. And you were specifically talking about some Chicago cases that you're familiar with. Can you clue us back into those?
Yeah, so one, I'm glad I'm on today because this is an urgent one that we're covering. 24-year-old Elijah Okanola, he's a DoorDash driver, and he just went missing on Saturday. So it's important that for everybody listening right now, they keep their eye out. You can see his image on WGN if you go on their website. We've got it on News Nation on our missing page as well. But he's a DoorDash driver, drives in the Chicago Hyde Park area and also in the Loop. Last seen on Saturday, dropping off his mom, and then he went to work. He is described by his brother as a shy, hard worker. He goes to work, he comes home, and that is pretty much all he does. It is completely out of character for him to just vanish. His car is a 2008 white Honda Accord with the Illinois plate AH86525. So I'm hoping that anybody listening is looking out for him and we can get him home safely. These urgent cases, I think, is so important for us to jump on because, as you and I talked last time, the more time that passes, the less attention these cases get and the harder it becomes to find people. So he's only been missing since Saturday. Sounds like a really nice young man, hard worker. His family is desperate. Breaks my heart. His brother said he calls his phone a dozen times a day just hoping he picks up and it goes straight to voicemail. They are driving around looking for him and they just haven't found him. So that's one case. The other case you and I talked about earlier in the week was Kira Coles, and she is a male woman, black woman in Chicago, was getting ready for her shift had her lunch packed, her cell phone, her purse, all found in her car, and she just vanished. And the reason that case is important is because it's fallen out of the headlines, but her family is still desperately trying to get a case like that covered. And when we do our missing pieces, I'm hearing that more and more often, that families are just trying to get someone to listen to them, whether it's police or a private investigator or the media. They don't care. They just want to bend somebody's ear and tell them about their person in the hopes that they can bring them home safely or find some answers. So this missing persons day, I think, leans into that or find some closure or answers, which means matching up some of these unidentified people with their families so that they can finally understand what really happened.
Yeah, that is crucial. Marnie Hughes is with us, news anchor for News Nation and host of Missing that airs every Thursday at noon. I've got a few questions for her. Maybe you do as well. 312-981-7200. We'll get back to Marnie, but first a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld. Marnie Hughes is giving us some of her time this afternoon. She's an anchor for News Nation. She is always focused on missing people, and you don't see that in the national media, especially on a weekly basis. Her show about that airs every Thursday at noon, and there is another missing person in the area. That is the man who is missing in the Joliet area, Robert Long. He's 37 years old. His mother, Marnie, showed up at a Joliet City Council meeting pleading for help. She's organizing a search party tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. And you said that people just want to be heard, but it seems like people, when it is an adult missing, cannot get the attention or the help they need. It seems like they have to do it on their own. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, sadly it is. I think based on everything that we have done so far, there's a lot of times that we just don't understand how somebody vanishes, and there are tens of thousands of people. And so our mind goes to, well, they're an adult. What was going on in their life? Maybe they wanted to disappear, and they don't want to be found. We hear that a lot. But what I also hear from family members is, no, no, no. I know this person, and they had plans for tomorrow. They were going to go do this, or we had made plans for this weekend, and or they were creating something, or they were, you know, planning to cook dinner. Like, they're just, it doesn't add up. And so it's balancing that. What I've found oftentimes, Lisa, is I think police do what they can, but it often comes back on the family members and close friends to organize and to get and keep the ball rolling. And a lot of our missing cases, they hire private investigators, and they often, because they stay on the case, and some are paid, some aren't, it can be expensive. If you can find one that will do the work for a little bit cheaper, that's great. They are able to uncover new details and evidence to, one, keep the case alive and maybe solve it. Police just run out of resources because there's so many missing cases. So yeah, I think that family is running into what a lot of families do, is just screaming from the rooftop, help me.
Right, right. I mean, it's got to be devastating, because if you don't have the resources to hire a private investigator who could then see where the phone last pinged, or if there's been any access to their bank account or any other clues, how do you manage that as just an everyday person who already has a job and other kids to take care of?
Yeah, and the other thing that we have found, which is what we prioritize in our missing series each week, is it doesn't matter your background, your age, your race, your circumstances, your religion, even your decisions that you've made. We have tried to find people who have, you know, been involved with drug dealers and crimes and prostitution. I really don't care. Like, they're somebody's person.
Yes.
And we need to help find them. And so a lot of cases, because of that background element, right, you've made some poor decisions, some mistakes, it doesn't mean you don't matter. And so I think a lot of cases don't get the attention because of those reasons. I think that gave us an opportunity, or at least it sparked a conversation among me and my team, like, no, we're going to pay attention to this case. And as a result, several girls that have been trafficked, teenage girls, our coverage has helped bring them home safely to their families. They still have a difficult journey ahead, but they're getting the help they need. And they were tied up in some very dangerous situations, but it doesn't mean we don't cover it.
Right.
And I think each case deserves attention. I mean, I could do a thousand cases a day. There's that many.
I bet, because those are the most vulnerable people, and some members of society think they're disposable. So they certainly don't get the attention that they should need. How many people reach out to you on a weekly basis and say, I want my person on missing. Can you cover my case?
All the time. And the more we do it, the more we get. So every time we do a missing piece, we say, if you have a case you think we should look into, send it to us. And me and my team, every single Monday, go through our submissions, and I'm glad we're getting them. And almost all of the cases that we're covering now come from submissions. I could go online and search missing people and find them in every community, but we don't have to solicit cases anymore, or we don't have to find cases. Our solicitation of submissions is giving us all the cases that we can cover, and then some. And the notes, so people will put in, you know, I'm a family member or a friend of this person. They've been missing for X amount of days, weeks, or years. And then we'll usually ask them to describe their connection to the person. And almost, I would say 99% of them, I've run out of leads. I'm trying to find this person on my own. No one's listening to me. It's the same over and over and over again. Just please care. Please help.
Wow. And so Missing Persons Day is in Cook County this Saturday. The Cook County Medical Examiner's Office is hosting its fourth Missing Persons Day. And they claim that there are about 97,000 active missing persons reports. Is that accurate? That's nationwide.
Yeah, nationwide. I mean, there are about 600,000 people that go missing, according to NAMIS, which tracks this nationally every year. 600,000. There are hundreds of thousands that then get found. You break that down, and you're talking about tens of thousands that go unsolved. But that's every single year across the country. And then the remains that are found that they're trying to identify, which is part of the reason they're doing the Missing Persons Day, is they want people to come in and provide ID photos, x-rays, dental records, medical records, and try and match some of the people who have been found with the family that has missed and loves them. So that's the reason this is important, is because this is that closure element of the cases that we think we can help solve. And it's a sad way, but it's an important way also.
Well, thank you so much for doing what you do. There's some passion to it. Why is this important to you? Because we don't see other journalists of your stature focusing on this.
You know, I don't really know. Like, for some reason, I've covered so many different stories, and I love what I do, and I'm always interested and curious in the news and in reporting. But there was something about missing people that just struck a chord with me, and I have this very small but mighty team of people that cares equally passionately about it as I do. And we just feel like it's a way that we can make a difference. And to, you know, the most important thing we can do as journalists is listen to people and share their stories. And I just, of all the things I've ever covered, this to me matters more than other things I've done for that reason, that I just feel like we are giving people hope, even though we can't always provide answers. And sometimes the answers that we do provide are not what they were looking for. It's hope. And I think giving people just that light to continue in their search makes it feel important. And so I'm just glad to be a small part of it with my team and continuing to listen to these stories and share them as much as we can.
Marnie, we adore you. Thank you so much. And I'm sorry to infringe on your mom time because...
Oh my gosh, thank you. I'm such a fan. I literally listen to you every day. I'm driving around and you guys just make me laugh. So thanks for making some time for this. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Watch Marnie Hughes on News Nation, and the Missing series she does airs Thursday at noon. The news is next with Lauren Lapka.
Lisa Dent, WGN.